Welcome to the Motherland Influence, African, Latin, and Caribbean sounds, old and new, coming at you for the next 2 hour, or hours. We'll make two of them. And brought to you every Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m. by Charles and David. And I'm Charles, starting off the first half hour. And today we're going to feature musicians or Africans living abroad, as Wimni from Nigeria would call them. Musicians living in the U.S. and Canada, and the U.K., France, and maybe a few other places you might be able to think of or find in our collection. So, as always, turn up the volume, share with your neighbors. Don't be stingy with the sounds. And we're going to start out with Wimni, musician out of originally out of Nigeria, and I think he's maybe living in the U.S. or in the U.K. or both. Anyway, we're going to hear the title cut from her last CD, I believe it was 2006, called Africans Living Abroad, or ALA.
Africa, living abroad, we are ALA. African. I am African. A-L-A. A tree is a tree, no matter where you plant it. A tree without root ceases to exist. I am an African.
Thank you. malo, al cholo malo. Amina.
Colina tole, mo fa fenago. Aluyen si la bilasa, suma lunato, nyawule masebe la ibu.
Ademo bala lo yoro kele
Fakoli demo la bori mogolo, alera mogola lo yorokile. Fakoli te silana de, tunyale mo kanabila fakorela, manika kete silana de.
Jalia musicians, Mandan Jalia musicians based in New York at the moment. And a group called, I believe the group is called Bandenia. And it came from a city called Mandan Jalia in New York City. And these musicians are from Mali and Guinea and Gambia and Guinea-Bissau. And you heard some traditional Malian sounds on that last tune called Fakoli. Before that, Alpha Yaya Diallo. Originally from Guinea, now residing in Vancouver, Canada. And we heard the tune Bandema from a CD, The Message. And we start out with Wimney, or Wimney, excuse me, Wimney. I always switch the N and the M on her name. Residing either the U.S. or the U.K., originally out of Nigeria. And then we heard the tune Africa Living, Africans Living Abroad, which is what we're focusing on today. Came off at her title. Basically, the title of her CD is actually called ALA. If you'd like to see that playlist, by the way, go to www.wrir.org. Click Read More under the Motherland Influence, and you'll see what we've played so far. In fact, click all kinds of stuff on the website. Check out the other shows. See what type of music they play. You might find something you like, I hope. Also, during the week, We have news programming, local and national, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So we try to bring you, fill the gap here in Richmond that the other stations are leaving wide open. Let's continue here on the Motherland Influence with, who do I have? Let's go to a musician residing up in the Potomac, Maryland area, Henry Duell, originally out of Cameroon. From his CD, Mako in Ndombolo, Volume 2, Makosa Potomac, we hear the tune, the first cut, Iwanda Leo.
You're listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio on the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. My name is David. I'm here with Charles every week on the Motherland Influence, bringing you 2 hours of African, Caribbean, and Latin sounds. This week we are playing Africans Living Abroad, and we just heard something from a Cameroonian living up in the Washington, D.C. area. Let's hear some more Makossa music from a big star. Made a big living for himself in Africa and also in Europe before moving to Los Angeles. From his 1998 CD, Situ Memens, here is Prince Ndele Eyango with his song Avec le Temps.
God has joined together, let no man put asunder. No Kongosa, no Munafiki, no Jebiange, till death do us part. I love you.
Okay, we're playing Africans Living Abroad. That last cut was from George Darko, originally from Ghana, recorded in Germany. The CD, High Life in the Air, on the German label Boulevard Records. We heard the song Jungle Boy. We heard something sing Praise Allah on that. Well, the next cut we're going to hear is from a group from the Netherlands, originally from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. There might be some Angolans in that band as well. It's called The Revival Okapi. We're going to hear a song called Bolingo, which is a Christian song. Coming up next from the CD Mbanza Longo. Before George Darko, by the way, we heard from Big Joe out of Sierra Leone. Met him not too long ago. Nice guy. Gave me a copy of his CD, Hold Me Tight. He lives up in Northern Virginia or Washington area. No, I'm sorry. He lives in Maryland, excuse me. From his CD, Hold Me Tight, we heard the song Till Death Do Us Part. Anyway, my name is David. This is the Motherland Influence. And here is the Revival Okapi sent to us here by the producer in the Netherlands. From the CD Mbanza Longo, the song Bolingo.
Misericordia dura para serai comme ses disciples, comme ses apôtres. Oyoki, bisoka kana masia toko pepa, toko kene.
Let's go.
Started off that set in Los Angeles with Prince Eyango from Cameroon in Los Angeles. We just ended up with Ricardo Lembo, originally from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, now residing in Los Angeles, making quite a name for himself. His latest CD is Isabella. The song we heard off of that one was a Franco Macchiati Luambo song, rewritten by Ricardo Lembo into Portuguese and Kikongo from the original Lingala, the song Malombo. Before that, we heard from Bel Anto, a Congolese artist working in Portugal, from his CD Divergence. We heard the song Boyoka, really reminiscent of King Kester Emenea. The guy must listen to a lot of Emenea's music. And before that, also a Congolese band residing in the Netherlands, the Revival Okapi, their song Bolingo from their CD Mbanza Longo. WRIR wishes to thank the Sierra Club for their underwriting support of this station. Explore, enjoy, and protect the planet with the Sierra Club. The Sierra Club consists of 1.3 million of your fellow Americans who are committed to leaving our children a living legacy of clean air, clean water, and natural grandeur. The Sierra Club meets on the second Monday of the month at 7 p.m. at the Science Museum of Virginia. On Monday, October 13th, the Sierra Club will host environmental planner Karen Firehawk, the director and co-founder of the Green Infrastructure Center. The Green Infrastructure Project is a nonprofit organization that helps communities develop strategies for protecting and conserving their ecological assets through environmentally sensitive decisions, lifestyles, and planning. This event, Monday, October 13th at the Science Museum, is free and open to the public. More information is available by calling Scott Berger at 804-714-5444, and Charles has more music.